Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 590th Blog Talk Radio show. We're almost to 600. So, be sure to check out all of those shows and all our interviews that we've had over the years. You can also find us on iTunes, on Spotify, of course, Facebook, and X, which is Twitter. So I'm Mary Ann, and you can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter. And we also have Jen with us here tonight.
Hi, I'm at RXJDK at Twitter.
And Miss Anna is here.
Hello. You can find me at CosyHooch on Instagram and X. And
okay.
Also
and
find some good cat videos.
Okay. Also, Diva Carey, who can't be with us tonight, you can find her at Diva of Dole. And also check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and they're also on Facebook. And also check out at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. And I think they also have Instagram. They all have Instagram and Facebook, I think, too. So, everybody watch the show. So before we were discussing about Constantine, of course, and what he accused John of, and actually John found out and now that he killed Constantine's daughter, and now he apologized to Constantine. Now he wants to turn himself in over in Greece. And Marlene and Steve are trying to talk him out of it. I don't know. This supposedly is like when John first made his appearance on Days. I remember he was all in bandages, and he was the pawn, and nobody knew who he – at that point, nobody knew who he was, and he took the name John Black. So I guess now they're trying to go back and say, what did he do while he was the pawn? I guess he really has no memory of what he did back then. So and Steve at the time, you know, Steve was a bad guy then. He was working for Victor. So, and nobody knows, because when Steve came in to the room, he just saw John with a gun, and Constantine was on the floor knocked out, and the girl was dead. So we don't really know what happened. And that's what they're trying to tell him. Nobody really knows what happened.
Yeah.
So anybody have any ideas on that? We were talking about that, wondering, is he lying or not remembering?
Well, I mean, I kind of thought, for a guy who's held a grudge for this long, if he really did have that grudge,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been a little harder. I guess it's good, like, in the real world, that he mm-hmm. accepted the apology kind of thing. But don't you think somebody that's carried that much anger, if he really had, that it would be a lot harder for him to work through that and not just, oh, but you're wrong, I do, like, forgive you or whatever, or, you know, something like that. I mean, I don't know. They left it. It was like a cliffhanger in a way. Like, at the end, it was just like Don just put his heart out and just said,
Do you know what I –
he wasn't trying
to
make excuses for the fact that he was this pawn and didn't even know what the heck he was doing. He had told Marlena, I think, you know, somebody was controlling. I allowed somebody to control my brain or my my behavior.
Well, like Marlena said.
So that's all
you weren't
admirable.
Responsible for it.
Right. And that's all admirable and rare these days. But I think the fact that faced with all that, Constantine, I don't know what he's going to say on Monday or whenever they're next on. But
right.
He really does forgive him just like that, quote unquote. Is that because they're wrapping up all these storylines at the same time because of the writing teams, or is he trying to be gracious in front of Maggie
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Constantine, because if you think about it, Constantine and Victor never should have been bad guys doing what they were doing in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
right. I think he wants good grades.
Daughter was
Maggie.
Yeah. So it makes me feel like
I can forgive this guy.
He's still back to that hidden agenda of the money or whatever.
Yeah,
oh,
and he's still got that picture.
Yes.
Of the
pagoda. You mean the card? Oh yes.
Yeah.
It changes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is. He's trying to make Maggie see. Look, I can forgive this man. And he knows because he knows how Maggie is, you know, thinks, oh, he's the bigger man, you know. Yeah. But did you see he went back to Teresa, too? Or somehow
yes.
they're still – and that's something that's kind of been forgotten and put in the back burner,
yeah.
The whole Alex and,
I didn't see
you
that.
Know.
I didn't see that part. What did he do?
Yeah. Like,
I didn't see
you know,
that part.
Yeah, he went on to Teresa.
What did he do
said,
with
how,
Teresa?
Yeah. Jen, do you want to tell? Did you see that part?
He's pushing Teresa to get back together with Alex.
Right.
For
she
Alex
told him that
money.
They broke up. Yeah.
Oh.
He says he's doing his part, you know, getting in good with Maggie, but now she broke up with Alex.
Oh.
Because that was the deal,
he's still plotting. He's still plotting then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's still plotting, yes. And
that's
what Steve,
that's what Steve believes
in John. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's got like Sarah Fold and Maggie Fold. Just
mm-hmm.
about everybody except Steve and John.
And Xander.
You know. Mm-hmm. And Xander. Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Xander knows something. Doesn't like him. Poor Xander. He's taking the rap. Harris is letting it happen because he's trying to save Ava. So
yeah.
he's, you know, given this
cop.
Deal with. Yeah, so he's given this deal to Stefan saying, you know, you go in and turn yourself in for, you know, dealing drugs and you were the only one and don't mention Ava and I won't say that you shot me and you won't go down for a murder charge.
Yeah.
So, but in the meantime, they did let. Because he tells them, oh, I can't remember who shot me. So they did let Xander out on bail, but they didn't exonerate him. They didn't drop the charges against him. They still, you know, are trying to, you know, he still hasn't had his name cleared. So we have all that. So I don't know how that's going to all. That's another thing. What's going on with Xander? And did anybody see the deals that were made between Stefan and EJ?
Yep.
I love that back and forth between them. That was... Like, EJ was going to banish him to, what, North Korea?
Yeah.
Took all his money.
I knew Stefan was going to beat him. It was kind of funny. But, yeah,
and
I love that.
And then they played the chess game?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know they allowed chess games in interrogation rooms.
Yeah.
Probably just a demerit exception.
So, because first
it did remind me of the good old. It did remind me of the good old days, though.
Yeah. First he had a deal for, you know, EJ said, you know, you're going to go or whatever. And then Harris gives him a deal. So then he comes back to EJ and I guess the deal was what? He gets all the money back or whatever? Or he gets his money back and the control back if he beats him at chess, which he did, right? He did beat EJ. So... Yeah, I kind of like that. It was like, the Demirers are back, those two anyway, a little bit, but, you know, not near like what the Demirers should be.
Give me Tony
back. Yes. And I don't know how long, and if Stefan's up, I don't know, things are going to come back to bite him. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So he's out of the woods yet with Harris and all this, and I don't know and also, don't you think somehow the prison escape going to come back to bite them, like John, Steve, and
Ava?
Yeah. So, did Harris, I can't remember, does Harris know what she did? Harris doesn't know, does he? No, he doesn't know what they did with Clyde, yeah. So, and speaking of Clyde, Johnny and Chanel... are going to go out to the Horton cabin. And, of course, we all think that they're going to meet up with Clyde there. Yeah. So Johnny and Chanel spent the night at this Salem Inn, I guess, since their wedding. You know, since she was dealing with that, so we had scenes, which I still think they're so cute. So now they're too happy. So, you know, they can't be happy for long. So something's going
to
happen.
Their lives have to be threatened soon.
Yes. Something has to, or somebody gets kidnapped. You know, they have to be apart or something. Something's going to happen. So, and then they had a party for Paulina and Abe, a welcome home party with Steve and Kayla. So we had that going on. So I don't know what more they're going to do with Stephen, I mean, with Paulina and Abe. Oh, and I did hear that supposedly Eli, now that he's with the FBI or whatever, the Department of Justice, he's going to be, I think he's investigating Constantine or something. I think he's somehow going to be in the Constantine storyline. I've just been seeing that or hearing that. So that should be interesting. So that, I don't know if that means maybe he'll be on more, you know, eventually come back or whatever. Yeah, or they might, maybe both of them will just, like, you know how they pop in and out. So maybe that'll be, so. Yeah. Did we have Kate this week? I don't think.
Yes.
I was trying to think. Did we? What?
I did
remember.
Not do that.
Just, okay.
Yeah,
what
you
did
can
she,
do the
yeah.
Kate report.
Yeah, I can't remember. Where? What was she doing?
They went to visit Paulina in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were good scenes.
Go back and watch.
How did
I
forget those? I'm so bad. I kept thinking, Kate, what did Kate and Roman do? And they did. Kate came and talked to Pauline. They came to visit with Roman. She came to visit with Roman.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And they had like her and Kate had a good, Pauline and Kate had a good conversation about, you know, putting up with the way they are. They're both such strong personalities and strong women and opinionated. And they kind of are married to men that are a little bit more laid back.
Yep.
Than they are. I think Pauline was, it was funny how they were comparing that. So
I definitely need to go back and watch it.
And watch that, yeah. And do you remember what Roman and Abe were talking about? Because they kind of were talking about
the all the shenanigans.
Oh,
when
back
they were
in the
younger.
Day. Yes.
Their brains weren't fully developed.
Oh, yes, yeah. And like, they weren't going to tell, you know, Paulina and Kate were laughing about it. So,
yeah.
Except back in those days, it wasn't that Roman. It was the other Roman. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, that's right then. Yeah, those were some good scenes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so... Oh, and then who else do we have here? I have to get this in, too, for Diva Carey. There was a scene with Eric, comes out of the shower all wet with no shirt on.
Oh,
with a towel wrapped around him, and, you know, she said that towel should have been a little lower.
And that scene should have been a little longer.
Fell off.
Yeah.
Or a little longer, yeah. Would have been much better than, like, Sloan and Nicole. But although those were some good scenes between Sloan and Nicole.
Yeah.
Sloan is such a bitch, but anyway, he is a standard. And, but Nicole was trying, you know, she more or less come out and told Nicole that she's not happy with her having it at the mansion. But Nicole tried to explain to her why.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of, she got a little bit sympathetic, but not really. And then Nicole wanted to hold the baby, and she reluctantly let her hold the baby. So I'm waiting. We think maybe next week sometime there's previews out there. But now it just says something about Leo interrupts the christening.
Oh,
it says something, but we don't really know what exactly he's going to say. You know, sometimes they make you think, oh, God, he's going to say something. But I don't know if that was a tease or if that's really going to happen. So... Do you think that needs to be settled? That needs to be settled soon.
Yeah.
Everybody agree? Yeah.
Yes.
But I did hear it does get settled before Nicole or Ari leaves.
They got to get her back. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised maybe if we get to the point because he's gone now. But, you know, but until we get to that point, I don't know.
Who's gone now?
Maybe we'll have, I mean, isn't Alar gone? He's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
he's feeling
gone. Yeah.
For days, too. So kind of hard to work for.
Yeah,
some,
that's
know,
true.
And to
yeah.
keep you on staff that you're suing, so I don't know.
Yeah. So unless Corday says, I don't know what was going on. Yeah, you did. So I don't know. But yeah. So oh, then we have, let's see, what else? What else was, oh, Leo's gonna, yeah, he's gonna come to the baptism. Of course Sloan doesn't want him to come.
Yeah.
So that has to be exhausting, don't you think, trying to keep that secret?
Oh, my God.
She doesn't
especially
even like the kid.
Yeah.
No. She doesn't even want to be a mother. She just wants Eric. Well, I can understand that, I guess.
Yeah.
We all understand. But she goes to great lengths to keep him. Yeah. So, anyway. So then we have Tate and Holly. We have Holly still. And Eric was talking to Holly. Trying to, because he has a, you know, Eric asked, I mean, Brady asked him to talk to Holly. He has this suspicion. So does Nicole, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
That might be coming soon. Yeah, so. Because, I don't know, I like, both those young actors are pretty good. Do you guys like them? I like the one who plays.
I like him now.
The place Tate.
I like him now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the storyline, though. I mean, really, can't they do something else?
Yeah. The only good thing about it is that it's like a warning to, like, young, like, teenagers. Or, like,
yeah.
Watch what you're taking, because you never know. You might think
what
it's
it
just a simple pill, prescription
yeah.
pill that somebody gave you for ADHD or whatever. That's what she said
yeah.
it was. But, yeah, you never know what it can be laced with, so... Other than that, yeah, and it's, and I guess it had a tie-in somehow with the whole Clyde thing and the drug
yeah.
running thing, too, so, but, yeah. So I don't know what they have in store for Tate and Holly afterwards, I guess. I don't know. Because there's no one else their age, right?
No.
That can be like that third triangle, you know, the in a teenage triangle on unless they bring somebody in that's not related, I guess. That's the
what? Bring Noah on.
Yeah. He's not related, right? I don't know. That's Carrie,
no,
Carrie and Austin's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Carrie and Brady aren't blood related.
Right.
Oh, wait, though. No,
right.
That wouldn't work. Carrie and Teresa are cousins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. See how you have to like, stop and think.
Yeah.
How are these people related? So funny. It is. Oh, okay. And another thing was with Leo. It's funny. He was talking to Chad, and he wanted
yeah.
to get the story of Paulina. You know, that miraculous recovery and everything.
Yeah.
So he has to do
yes.
a real story, and he shows up at their party.
Yeah.
Boy, he laid it on thick, although I think he was being sincere. I mean,
yeah.
he did break his role. He did break the Leo, crazy Leo, and did talk normal, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
He was nice.
Yes. No. And in a way, they've kind of redeemed Leo. Now he's kind of a little
yeah.
bit of your comic relief, which is he is the comic relief. It's the only
oh,
one
yeah.
really that they have. So that was fun. But no, it seems like it's the same. There's not a whole lot of different storylines. I guess the main ones now are the Constantine and Alex and Xander finding
yes.
that out, and baby Jude, Tate and Holly. So there's
and
all
the
these different secrets.
Line.
And the yes, no, no, we have Tripp and Wendy. We didn't see any more of them, I don't think.
No.
And even Harris. I don't know how they're going to write Harris off if they're going to kill him. or if he's going, or if Ava's going to stay, and I don't know, anybody hear anything?
Maybe the week after.
Uh-huh. Another Harris? Could be.
Hmm. I don't like they need a majority cop, though.
Yeah. In a way, he is. If you could, yeah, because he's keeping, yeah, he's holding evidence back.
Yeah.
He knows who shot him, yeah. And he's so far a guy's, you know.
It's like, really? Cleaning up Ava's messes.
Cleaning up Ava's, yeah.
Just like he cleaned up Carly's messes.
True love, yeah. True love. I don't know. Any other storylines out there? Oh, I did have to mention Nicole's dress. Everybody see Nicole's dress?
Yes.
I love that dress. She looks so, she looked good in it.
Yeah. I think
it was
the
all,
one I'm thinking
all
of,
all
yeah.
different colors. It was knit, like,
pretty.
Sleeveless.
Yeah.
And all different, like, rainbow colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
I
really
liked
pretty.
It. Yeah, and it looked really good on her. I mean, it just stood out. I mean, I just remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Some things. Did we have? We didn't have Everett this week, right?
No.
Okay, that's another storyline: the secret of Everett and his life, what's going on, and Marlena trying to figure out whether he's lying. Telling the truth, or just doesn't remember,
or has DID,
or has yes. And does anybody think Abby? There's been a lot of Abby mentions lately.
Yeah,
still talking about Abby. I mean, he's still how long has that been? Has that been over a year?
2 years.
Since that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. He keeps talking about her, so I don't know. So bring her back. I don't know. Yeah, they just need to bring. They could bring Andre back with. Maybe Andre and Abby are both alive.
Yeah, bring Andre and Tony back, and Anna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not.
They're still in Europe. They're still in Europe. You know, it'll be a year in May since they were last on.
Yep.
That should be legal. That's a shame.
It's not. Yeah.
Do you think maybe that's the replacement writers? Maybe they don't know the history of Tony and Anna?
Well, no, because aren't they the ones?
No. No, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but all that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ron doesn't know how to write for Teo and Leanne for some reason. I don't know.
So are the ones that are airing right now, are they after the strike was over, or are they still have the fill-ins?
I think what we're seeing right now is the writers that were there while they were on strike, I think.
Okay, that's what.
Because they only started, like, in January. It only, until we saw them.
I was thinking that, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track because they're so far ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, anybody that comes on and is filming now, you're not going to see until what, September?
Right.
Even if Teo and Leanne would go back filming now, we wouldn't see them until September.
Well, I kind of feel like wrap up some loose ends that have been out there forever, you know?
Yeah,
through
they've been dragging some of those stories. I don't know. Well, at least hopefully get to, you know, it's going to be 60 years, which is kind of hard to believe next year. It'll be 59.
I wish we didn't have to stress every year, every other year.
I know. It just get a
well, I think they're
continuous
good through the 60th. Yeah. We're good till the 60th, but I don't know after that. I don't know. That'll be just something scares me like that might be it. I don't know what I'll do. It's like, oh.
Well, look at General Hospital, though. They're still going.
I'll probably have to switch and watch something. some soap.
Don't talk about that. I don't want to think about
it. No, I know.
Anyway.
I mean, it's been such a part of my life for so long. Probably almost as old as me. Little, yeah. So.
We can't give up yet. We cannot give up.
Yeah.
We just
got
to be.
Oh. Right. So, let's see.
Hmm.
Anything else stand out that I'm missing?
We might like to beat up on the show, but it's our show, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course. That's what we like about it, so we can make fun of it. And, and some things we really like and some things we don't.
It's the same as sports, right? It's the same as sports, right?
Yes.
It's like soaps and sports, all the drama.
Oh, yeah.
And all the...
You love your team, but then you yell and scream at them and call them all kinds of names when they don't win and or did a stupid play. I'm like, what the heck?
For some teams like the Mets are kind of like Brady in love. Never quite.
Ours are too far behind, but hopefully they'll be better this year. I don't know. I keep hoping.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I was trying to be mean. For them, you root for them, and it's like, then it's also, like you said, fun. It's also part of the game is, part of the fun is also trashing them when they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, one week they're a bum, and the next week they're like the hero, so.
Yeah.
And what's basketball now?
Yeah.
The March Madness, that's the thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do UConn do today? Didn't the girls play today?
I don't know, didn't hear. I heard Iowa won. That one was that Clark
girl. With Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Yeah, is that a price? Yeah, Caitlin Clark. Yeah, they won. A lot of upsets, though. They said there were some upsets.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I saw Kansas lost. Kansas lost to Gonzaga today, the men's
team.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
And Oakland somewhere, wherever this Oakland team is,
they
beat Kentucky. And they're number three, Kentucky. Yeah. So
big one.
You never know.
They're definitely bracket busters. I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Everyone said their brackets are already, people are saying, they're already out.
Yeah.
You know?
I just don't understand the bracket system.
Well, see, I don't always understand how they get to the bracket, how they went, I don't understand.
How they get.
How that
playoffs,
works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, every year, for years, I was in like two different pools when I was in Texas especially. And we had so much fun with it. And it does make you watch the game because you're like, you're rooting for something, And then the next day at work, you're like, oh, man, I just got knocked out or this and that and the other, It's actually, I really used to love it. And it was fun to see these up-and-coming stars. We're going to move on to the NBA, but I'm not as big into the NBA now that I live in a city that doesn't have an NBA game, it seemed. Like, I still root for the Rockets, but I don't really know any of the players anymore,
Gotcha.
So I still root for them, but, like, I'm not really watching their games because I don't get their games here, I don't get to watch them regularly. So when it gets to the playoffs, if some of my favorite players, or as far as NBA, are playing, or favorite teams, I'm talking about NBA, but like I'm talking about
NBA,
their tournament. I'll watch when the shows are on national TV or on cable where I can get the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like I used to be a fan of all of that, and so with March Madness, I've been kind of tuned out. I'll just hear the news about it since I don't do the brackets anymore. Or I haven't been involved in that for a while. It kind of doesn't make me as interested, but it's still fun. And, it makes it fun. Even if you don't win any money, that's really only part of it. For me, it was never like the main motivation. A lot of it was just bragging rights or, trash talking your fellow teammates at work or, whatever. So... Yeah.
Anything else? Any other sports? No. Football, we have to wait a while for that. Baseball's next.
No,
hockey's still going on.
No, we just lost one of our great defensive players to the Titans, so I'm not happy about that. I mean, we didn't lose him. They I think they traded him.
Okay.
I'm pretty bummed about it. But Sneed, Jarius Sneed, he's really good. But anyway, at least we kept our Chris Jones. They made the deal with him. So we still got this guy. He's amazing. So thankful for that. But, you know, I hate it when I get attached to players and then they – I mean, I hate it, but then I also am happy for them if they can go to a team where they can make life-altering money. You know, because they have such short careers that, and they work really hard all their lives to get to that point. So I'm happy for them if they're conducting themselves like decent human beings in the world, and they're finally able to make that generational wealth that, you know, changes the whole course of their family's history, that hopefully in a positive way, I really do believe they deserve it. They take a lot of beatings out there for a lot of years.
Yeah.
When they're their NBA career is only 7 or 8 years old max. So I have to be happy for them. But I also hate losing them when they leave our team, you know, our favorite team. So.
Will they retire on us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't get attached, but I do. Some are just fun to watch. I mean, some of them enjoy watching them, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a long time before that season comes back up, but at least we have a draft soon. In April, I think.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got. I think we covered all the date stuff. I mean, they're just, you know,
I can't think
of anything else that stands out, you know?
Any comings and goings that we know of?
Oh, comings and goings. I don't know. I keep hearing different things that they're supposed to get a new Gabby, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything more. And then I was hearing things that Allison Sweeney was supposed to come back sometime. I don't know. Things could change, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was supposed to happen a long time ago, and it never did.
Yeah, it was. So I don't know if that's even true. And I've heard like that maybe Sydney should come back. You know, somebody playing Sydney, but because that's somebody they could bring back, but I don't know who for. You know, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. Sydney. Wait, is she related to Tate? Teresa. Yeah, and Sammy. Teresa and Sammy are cousins. First cousins or whatever. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well.
That's out.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. You got to, like, almost do, like, a family tree every year.
Oh, yeah. Or you just have to bring in a whole new, a whole new character at that age or something.
I always envision that, and I'm probably wrong about this because this is, like, too much, but that they would probably go to, but I almost feel like the writers must have, like, because I know they probably, a lot of them write from home and stuff nowadays, but it almost seems like they should have, like, this big thing that fills up the wall with all the or at least on a computer.
A tree.
Thing that shows all the ways they're related. Because remember, they had to rewrite the whole story of family genes in order for Teresa and Brady to get together.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's
they did John's full history again. Like,
we went through that whole summer of Santine, and then just like that, family history changes again. So anyway,
They did that with Tony too. Tony and Andre, how they switched. First he was he wasn't Stefano's, then he was, then he wasn't. Then Andre was the nephew, but now he was the son.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. Anything else?
Okay.
Short one tonight. All right.
Have a good. the weekend, ladies.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, you
have
too.
A good weekend.
All right.
All right. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.